Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, real quick, I wanted everyone to check this out because we were talking about the Clippers before we went to break, right? And I'm looking at...
For those that were wondering why, we're just talking about bad basketball.
The NBA hour coming up soon with this start.
Oh, boy, are we close. In fact, it might start tomorrow. lose to Memphis,
Look, I understand. I'm not going to stand in the way of that.
Sometimes I get... I'm sorry. I just get frustrated feeling like I'm missing good basketball games.
Yeah, we just
See Dallas and...
New York.
Yeah. Yeah,
man. The Blazers and Bulls game was a good game.
Maybe the Bulls aren't quite as good as I thought, but like they're a fun basketball team to watch.
Yeah, Kobe White's returned now, too. Mm-hmm. He's back in the fold.
It's your boy.
That is my boy.
It just came back playing like 30 minutes a night.
It's nothing.
Just I'm back.
It's Michael Jordan. I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
The Clippers don't own their own first round pick until 2030. They only have two picks in general over the next 1, 2, 3, 4 seasons. It's a least favorable situation, like a pick swap somewhere with like Denver and OKC or something like that. And then actually I take this back. In 2029, they have a pick swap with the Sixers, but it looks, if I'm reading this right, it's top three protected.
What year is that?
2029. So if it's in the top three in 2029, they keep it. If not, the Sixers get the right to swap with it. They got no second rounders until 2031.
What did they dump their second rounders on, James?
I guess.
Was it Harden? How did they lose all these picks? I mean, I know they lost a lot of them to Oklahoma City. As you're looking at that, I wrote 76ers down too because I want to make sure we revisit them real quick. But with the Clippers, did you find it? You look perplexed.
I mean, it's just confusing. Like Utah has it.
Are you on that one weird website where it gives you like every single detail? Yeah, that is an impossible website to read.
They did a better job of like color coding the actual number of picks. Now that's easy to read.
Okay.
But they give you the detail of like where it came from. And there's just a lot. The Clippers just did a lot. Utah has their second rounder. Charlotte has their second. Detroit.
Charlotte?
Dog.
What kind of business were you doing with Charlotte?
I don't know.
Utah?
Yeah.
What exactly?
San Antonio's got one. Detroit has got their hands in there somewhere.
So we talk about cap space and guys coming off the books in 2027, I think you said. Chris Paul was a trade. The original Chris Paul, not this version.
Yeah.
But Lob City.
Yep.
Blake was drafted.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre was drafted.
Drafted, yeah.
Re-signed, but drafted. Outside of one, has anyone ever signed there?
Way back in the day, Baron Davis signed there, Elton Brand signed there, and they were big-time free agents at the time. I mean,
that's Donald Sterling era.
Mm-hmm. Since then.
Well, I guess maybe this isn't fair because I think if the trend of this offseason continues.
Kawhi.
That's what I mean. That was the one I was referring to.
Would you give them credit for James? Because he was traded there, but he did re-sign there.
No.
Okay.
Just checking. No. Because I think the team that you're on always has an advantage, and they instigate, and which was the right move for what they wanted to do. They instigated that through a trade.
Yeah.
I guess it's probably not fair to even ask the question because I think we're entering an era, especially if this offseason, meaning this past offseason, the trend that we saw, like we'll have to refer to this as the second apron era or the apron era. Mm-hmm. Like it's going to change the way that free agency is conducted and how money is spent. And maybe it does open up a team with a lot of cap space like the Los Angeles Clippers to be able to sign somebody. Maybe that's partly what Brooklyn's banking on. Like it opens up something for Brooklyn to be able to sign somebody because the Knicks can't.
Right.
Knicks aren't going to be able to sign anyone for years. So if you have aspirations of markets in New York and all of that stuff, you got Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Chris Biederman is here. Let's just roll. Let's bring Chris Biederman in and let's because I'm very confident Chris Biederman is on a tight schedule today as he is live from a 5-star hotel in Memphis. What's up, man?
What's up, guys?
How hyped are you to watch this basketball game tonight?
Man, so
I don't. Also, I don't see you without a hat very often, and I'm trying to process it.
Yeah, we've gone away from the pomade and the combed hair this year, and we've kind of gone with like the messy powdered look.
There we go.
So I get it. It can be a little jarring. You're not the first person that's mentioned that to me.
As soon as you pop, I was like, Chris isn't wearing a hat. Oh, look at this. All right. Chris Biederman.
Trying to be a little bit more professional when I can, when I have to go
see?
Cover an NBA
look,
game.
Look, he's a married man, and now yeah, he's like, oh, you know, we got to switch it up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, wife's a TV star who's makeup ready at all times, and you know, Biederman's got to step his game up. It's a good look.
Yeah. I can't just be a slob. Like, you know, she's going on TV. She looks great at all times. I can't be rolling out of bed with a face for radio. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Meanwhile, here I am talking about basketball. Where are you going, honey? I'm going to Memphis to cover the Kings. So back to the original question. How excited are you to cover this basketball team, this basketball game tonight between teams with I believe it is a 7-24 record, 7-23 record.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, look, yeah. From an NBA perspective, it's probably not the best, most exciting game, but I'm also flying around the country on someone else's dime to,
there you go.
You know, I think at Memphis, they have the media sits at the scorer's table. So I'll be, mm-hmm. you know, a row or two back. Will it be the best basketball game in the association tonight? Probably not. Will I be complaining for my seat? I mean, life's pretty good. So yeah, from that perspective, like it's two bad teams. It's two teams in a bad way. But life could be a lot worse.
Is Graceland in Memphis? Is that Elvis's? Is that Memphis,
I believe,
Tennessee?
So.
I think it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, there's an Elvis statue. There's an Elvis statue about two blocks from where I'm at right now. Oh, I don't know if it's the Elvis statue or if there are multiple Elvis statues. I'm not a big Memphis historian, to be honest.
It's very funny. Like, I did go to Graceland. I've been to Memphis once. I went to Graceland. It's very funny because you're just driving down what would be the equivalent of, like, Arden Way. And it's like, hey, there's McDonald's, Jack in the Box. Oh, God, that's the entrance to Graceland. Turn right here. It's right here. You're sidetracked by, like, gosh, I don't know where it is. There's a gas station. There's McDonald's. Like, where is Grace? Oh, it's right here across the street from McDonald's.
I, I will say, so this is probably my fourth or fifth time coming to Memphis, just because I'm lucky for Kings. But this town, I think, leads the country in crazy Lyft or Uber driver stories.
Oh,
like I got picked up from the airport last night, and the Lyft driver just volunteers these crazy stories. Like his first night driving Lyft, he picked up somebody who had a gun and he thought he was robbing a store, but he wasn't. And then he said he just had the gun for protection. And then his next ride, like a woman's water broke in his back seat. Like it is a unique place, Memphis, Tennessee. And that's not like a far departure from other stories I've heard from Lyft drivers in the past year too.
Okay.
It's a unique place.
Yeah. I mean,
the next rider, her water broke. You go from gun to a birth. That's incredible.
And it was his first day driving.
I would have quit.
And then he goes, yeah, I haven't been back to that neighborhood since. I was like, that's fair.
I very much would have said, well, this was first and last. Grand opening, grand closing.
The people want to go see Graceland and take Uber drivers. I want to see where Glorilla grew up.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. That's enjoy it. That.
Shout out Glow and Brandon Ingram.
You know about me.
Yeah.
Wait, is that a shoot? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for
love,
them.
Love.
Good for them.
Courtside and everything.
It nothing to do with nothing, but it was slightly poetic to see Pat Bev talk disparagingly about Meg and Clay, only to be arrested like what must have been hours later.
Jesus, that took no time for him to be
like, Pat Bev, you are a horrible person and the universe is attempting to tell you, please listen. Please
that
listen.
Was, yeah. Bad job by him.
Chris, I was pretty, with especially second night of a back-to-back, first night to champs, wasn't overly excited about last night's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And part of it was, you know, James and of course your partner Jason Anderson, he'd been able to report that, you know, Keegan Murray is going to make his debut tonight. And I thought we might have our first look at our full complement of players. Of course, we have since learned that that is not true, as you noted earlier, and I think the injury report states as such. Domas is out. Do you feel like you can evaluate this team now with Keegan Murray back, even though Domantas Sabonis is out?
I mean, if having Keegan allows them to space the floor a little bit more and get some easier shots and driving lanes, I think that's certainly a positive. The main takeaway for me from, you know, the first 15 games from the season is there's so many guys playing out of position. And not a lot of these dudes are real capable of switching positions. Like DeMar DeRozan's not a power forward, you know, like Russell Westbrook, as admirable as it is for him to, you know, you'd be able to stick him on Giannis or you'd be able to stick him on Lauri Markkanen. He cannot be, you know, a power forward in a regular NBA rotation if you're trying to be successful. And, you know, talk to him a little bit after the Minnesota game last week, and he was just seemed really refreshed just to be playing point guard. That was the first game he was in the starting lineup for Dennis Schroeder, and just to be able to play point guard his natural position, he just felt way more comfortable. And I think this whole team just looks like they're frustrated because they're all out of position. So getting Keegan back might allow some of these guys to play their more natural position, which should benefit them on the defensive end. Like, look, you pull Domantas Sabonis away from the rim and pick and roll. Not that he's a good rim protector, but you pull him away and then like DeMar DeRozan or Zach LaVine or Malik Monk or someone's your blow man. Like you don't have any secondary defense around the rim. And that's why teams just bludgeon the Kings to death with points in the paint. On top of the fact that they're not a very good perimeter defensive team, like they don't cut off drives. So I think you could evaluate it some if the offense seems a little bit unclogged. If you get more open 3-point looks tonight, maybe, you know, somebody closes out hard on Keegan in the corner and he can swing, and then you get a wide open Zach LaVine three. Like there are a lot of instances where it just feels like the Kings can never get a quality shot, in part because they don't have spacing. And ideally with Keegan Murray back, you would think that they would be able to have some of that spacing element back in their offense.
That's a good point, Chris. I've talked about these guys, giving up or, you know, tapping out or anything else like that. And all the other scenarios, it's like, nah, like you shouldn't be doing that. Like you should be locked in. You should be playing. You should be getting after it or whatever. Then the snare that you did bring up is something that I didn't think about. And that's a very good point. If I'm playing and I'm asked to be a power forward, that might break me.
Oh,
like that
sure.
might be like, sure. no, this is stupid. You know what I'm saying? And
sure.
and I hadn't considered that. I got that. I get that. And that's something that they've had to deal with from the start, whether it's DeRozan, whether it's Westbrook. Westbrook will do it, like, because he gets at it, but he don't want to. Like, I'm not trying to play the four or Zach LaVine, even at the three. Like, I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to be at the two. And, yeah, that was a good observation by you. I hadn't thought about that, that, you know,
well,
so many guys.
Well, especially last night, like, DeMar has to go up against Chet Holmgren. Right. Like
right.
DeMar came into the league as a shooting guard, and it's not like he's grown in height. Right. Like he's so for him to play power forward, I get it in a super small lineup. Maybe it'll work, but the Kings aren't even prioritizing offense in that way. They're just playing DeMar at the four because it's what Doug Christie feels like he has to do with Keegan out. So, yeah, it's been I'm curious if they start to, you know, feel a little bit better offensively if you get guys playing their more natural positions.
And to that point, too. Like, yeah, I can do that in a pinch, or I can do that in a matchup situation. But you've asked me to do this every night for the first 20 games.
And I think
that could be frustrating.
And I think the only thing that has stopped Russell Westbrook starting at the four is that now he has to be the starting point guard.
That's a good point, too.
It's like, well, we can't move Russ to the four again because he has to be our starting point guard.
Yeah.
Well, and like I mentioned, Chet, you got Aaron Gordon, you got Julius Randle, like you got Lauri Markkanen. I know they won that game against Utah, but like the point is there are a lot of good fours that they've had to go against. And it's just been a big matchup issue for them.
Goodness. Were you one of the people who saw this, like you thought it would be this bad?
I thought it would be bad. I didn't think it would necessarily be this bad, but when you consider the schedule and you consider they're without Keegan, it definitely makes sense. I went into the season being like, all right, if you can at least showcase your guys to where they have trade value, then that's ultimately a success. Right, because that's kind of what the Bulls did last year. Like you remember, as much as you know, Zach LaVine's reputation is not great around the trade deadline last year. People looked at Zach LaVine like, "Oh, this guy is shooting 45% from three at volume. Like this guy could be like actually like resurrecting himself. Maybe his contract isn't all that bad." And then he got dealt to the Kings. The end of the season happens. The beginning of this season happens, and now it's back to, well, Zach LaVine is just kind of the empty calories. Like, you know, big stats, good, bad, big stats, bad team guy, right? But there was a scenario in my mind where it's like, all right, maybe you can get Zach LaVine shooting 40%+ from three, which he still is, but at volume, and he puts up big scoring numbers, and a contending team will be like, hey, we're a scoring guard away from maybe making a run in the playoffs, and maybe Zach LaVine all of a sudden has trade value. It's very clear that that's not the case right now, at least right now. So it's, you know, that I think is probably the most difficult part in this because, you know, these guys don't look like they're going to be part of the long-term picture. And in an ideal world, they would be playing at a high level to where you can trade them because like, I know pretty reliably that Scott Perry is not at all interested in attaching draft picks to get off of these contracts. Like Scott Perry is prioritizing their draft assets. And sure, if there's a player that they can get that would require them trading draft picks, I wouldn't doubt that they'd be open to that. But, you know, as of right now, it seems like you would have to attach a first round pick to get off of Zach LaVine's contract. And there just isn't an appetite for that, it seems like. And I don't blame them for that, like, especially looking at the way the season's going. And, you know, the Kings' unprotected pick next year could land in the top five or even be the first overall pick, right? So, yeah, for me, like, this is worse than what I expected. But now that we're here and we've seen what the schedule is and the fact that they didn't have Keegan, it shouldn't have been all that surprising.
Do you think I always go back to these four guys because I think these are their most movable assets. But Domas, DeMar, Zach, and Malik Monk. Do you think – how many of those guys do you think see the entire season with the Kings?
I would guess Domas and Zach do. I just don't know what their market would be. And again, I don't think the Kings want to attach anything to those guys to ship them out. And I would think a team that maybe needs a scorer off the bench would be interested in DeMar. You know, where you don't have to rely on him defensively to be someone, you know, plays defense at a high level against some of the best wings in the league for 32 minutes a night. If there's a team that could play DeMar 24 to 28 minutes a night and he's, you know, giving you 14 to 18 off the bench and maybe closes a few games out, I could see a team, you know, being interested in that. And I think similar for Malik, and you look at, you know, Minnesota maybe, or a team needing a point guard or just playmaking or somebody to organize the offense. Not that Malik has been an amazing point guard when he's been in that role with the Kings, but I think he's kind of an instant offense microwave type player, and that is still very much there for him. I don't think Malik has fallen off all that much. So yeah, I would say I would guess two of those four guys, if I were just guessing, are gone before the season's over, and then the Kings look to move off the other guys in the offseason if they can, or maybe even next trade deadline.
Yeah, I think the number one thing that I don't think they're attaching any picks to either of those guys. I mean, Domas is an intriguing one because he's under contract longer, but I'm also of the belief you don't have to move Domantas Sabonis, especially if you can move Zach LaVine. And if you can't, well, this is where the 2027 thing comes into play, because it's just like he's going to come off the books at some point anyways. And Chris, as you just noted, as frustrating as those contracts might be today or through this trade deadline, they're going to become significantly more appealing next offseason and into the trade line, because that $48, $50 million, whatever it is for Zach LaVine, that's going to fall off. Whoever acquires him, that's going to fall off their books.
Yeah, exactly. And we've seen teams just looking to dump contracts before. The interesting wrinkle, though, of course, is like in 27, that's when the entire league is preparing for, you know, potentially Giannis hitting free agency or Jokic hitting free agency, and teams will be clearing the deck. So, you know,
let me tell y'all something. Some of y'all hoes don't need to prepare for that. No, I get it. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I understand. Some of you just go, you know what, we're not in this conversation. This is not our business.
Sure.
This is
sure,
not our
but
business.
Just teams aren't going to be dying to take on money like that.
Sure,
I guess is sort of the point. So we'll see. But yeah, it's they painted themselves in a difficult spot, particularly in this apron era with these contracts. You know, if these were contracts under the previous CBA, then it's like whatever. There are a lot of bloated contracts throughout the league. You can move them, you can do different things. But now the aprons are so restrictive, teams, particularly good teams, are just not going to be interested in taking on big money for players who aren't worth it.
Do you think Zach LaVine gets benched?
Like taken out of the starting lineup?
Yeah. That's probably a bad way of putting it. Do you think he gets taken out of the starting lineup?
It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me. I think it's been really telling. You know, NBA coaches always say it's not who starts, it's who finishes. And Zach LaVine has played a total of 2 minutes over the last two fourth quarters combined. So I think that to me has been pretty telling, and I'd be, you know, I'm interested to talk to Doug Christie about that tonight, because one of the things he said after Sunday's game in San Antonio was like, yeah, I talked to Zach's fine, you know, we felt like Malik was making shots and getting to the free throw line, like I talked to Zach, we had a good conversation about it. You know, I haven't heard how Zach feels about this, right? And for it to happen two games in a row, you know, I know he's dealt with injury. I know last year there was some personal stuff he was dealing with. But I'm very curious to see what that dynamic is, because, you know, as I said earlier, like in an ideal world, the Kings are maximizing Zach LaVine's trade value. And if that relationship goes south and you have a scenario where LaVine wants a trade, and we know his agency has no problem using their leverage with the Kings, that severely dampens the Kings' leverage in a trade, right? If Zach LaVine is dying to get out, as opposed to the other scenario where Zach LaVine's averaging 28 a game and shooting 45% from three, he's a lot easier to move when he's playing well than when he's disgruntled. So I think it's a potentially tricky situation to navigate. But it wouldn't surprise me if Doug tries lighting a fire under him. And, you know, like and it also wouldn't surprise me if Doug or if Zach comes out tonight and has a 30-point game against the Grizzlies. A lot of his best games, maybe with the exception of last year when he had that two-game stretch at Detroit and at Cleveland on consecutive wins that were pretty impressive for the Kings late last year. Like, there hasn't really been like a Zach LaVine moment. You know, there hasn't been like, hey, guys, get on my back. You know, I'm going to score 17 points here in this fourth quarter, and we're going to win this game. That's just not who Zach LaVine's been throughout his career, and certainly not with Sacramento for the most part. And I'm wondering if at some point if that's coming or if this is just going to deteriorate and get worse.
Chris, yeah, so I wanted to ask you one 49ers question before we go. Are the kicking issues back?
Probably.
Were we living the good life for too long if you're a 49er
Probably.
Fan? And now
I don't know if you guys read, I forget when it was. It might have been like a month ago when Mike Sando of The Athletic wrote about the difference in the kicking game for the 49ers and their opponents. Last year, one of the reasons that the 49ers lost so many games was because just the pure kicking differential, the kicks they missed versus the kicks their opponents made. And then this year with Eddie Pinheiro coming in and making everything, and then their opponents missing a bunch of kicks. Basically, the difference for the Niners at that point was between being 6-3 and 3-6 was like the kicking game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious if that's going to be like a real thing going forward now that Matt Gay is in there for however long he's going to be the kicker. Because that, you know, the 49ers were winning on that particular margin. And I don't know if their defense is good enough for them to continue winning on that margin if they start missing kicks.
All right, Chris.
Oh, brother.
Get to work,
sorry,
man.
Sorry to end on that, yeah. On that super positive note, yeah. Guys. But hey, we got Kings Grizz tonight.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Chris Biederman, just all sorts of joyful news from Memphis, Tennessee. Thanks, Chris. We appreciate you as always, my man.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Take care.
All right, as a buddy, Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee, live from Memphis, Tennessee, on his way to watch Kings basketball and visit Elvis. We'll come back.
Oh,
we'll come back. Yeah, I'll share something with you when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Casey?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He just asked me if Shams Charania goes to a black barber, and I don't think he does. Shams strikes me as the guy who, like, no, I'm going to an Indian barber.
Yeah, yeah. And that's
Chet Holmgren, he goes to a black barber.
And that's what I was thinking, too, because, I mean, the lineup is what had me thinking about it, but I was like, no, nah, don't necessarily think he goes to Black Barber.
Nah, I don't think so. I wonder if the makeup artists there have had to learn how to like tighten up the hairline and stuff. Because Perk looks good today. They Perk's hairline got tightened up. He's got the enhancements on. Like he looks good today. He doesn't always look like that. Now, boy, man, you got to be careful with the enhancements on a head like Perk though, because that light hits it and it just gets a little. Well,
it'll tell a story.
It'll look like the boobs are still shot from that we examined a couple of years
it'll
ago.
Absolutely tell a story. And I don't know if that's the story you wanted to tell. I never got the enhancers, though. Man. I don't think they were around.
That's back. What I'm saying. I don't think they like, were around back in your day.
I didn't even get a chance to try.
You had, like, I've seen pictures of you in high school with the fake glasses on, or maybe that's college and you don't have hair.
That was high school. No, I had hair then.
Did you?
I had a wave cap on.
Oh, okay.
In that picture.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't shave my head bald till last senior year in college.
Okay. Yeah. Did it happen quick? Because, like, I feel bad for Devin sometimes, because you look at Devin in college, and it's pretty clear it happened quick.
It was, for me, it was not, like, it was just a hairline thing. You know, I just didn't, like, I probably could have.
So what's it do? Does it go back on the edge? Like, how does that?
Yeah, like on the edges here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't.
What about back here?
Well, what, nowadays, cause, like, no, nah, nowadays it's bad back there. Because
that light,
sunroof.
That light hit the king when he returned the other day. I was like, whoa. like LeBron got, he's receding all over the place.
Nowadays, like, that's all bad. Like, there's,
okay,
it's not happening. But at that time, it was fine. I had a full head of hair. It was just the hairline. And what I could have done is I could have done like Kobe and went like with the low lineup. Mm-hmm. I just didn't. I was
and
like,
today, you'd have the, you'd be good.
I would have done that. Yep. You know, I've thought about, I'll let you guys into my world just a little bit.
Oh, great.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
And I haven't completely ruled this out. Mm-hmm. I've thought about the Kenny Smith, Doc Rivers, like I'm basically a tattoo type dude.
But you can't do that if you got the little patch in the, if you got the little spot in the back.
But their thing is really just like, it's just almost the tattooed of a hairline. That's what it is. Like if you look at Kenny Smith, like he's
so you'd have to cut it like LeBron then. Because LeBron has the it, like it's cut super low forward, and then he has the, I don't know if his line is tattooed or not, but like it's very clear LeBron's hairline at sometimes is immaculate and sometimes
right.
It's not.
That's
but
right.
But the back of his head is always the same, and it's because he keeps his hair super low so it doesn't stand out. He's the opposite of Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's like, I don't care. Grow just,
it's whatever.
Just keep growing.
it'd be more like Kenny Smith, though. Because Kenny's bald. He just has this, it's weird. It's not even, it's really strange. It's not even like it's hard to explain. Like, there's just the remnants of an outline of a hairline. Because Kenny Smith is bald. But he got whatever procedure that is to have that.
Kenny
that
Smith only. Kenny Smith's a little lighter than you because Doc has it, but Doc is light skinned. So it
and Doc has like when you really look at Doc, like he's tall, so you don't really see it. But he's got this, but the middle, craziest.
Yeah,
like he's been throwing oranges.
No, did you see him in Austin talking the other day?
I did see that.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Okay,
I liked it.
I thought Austin was, I don't think Austin has the best, like, rap. So, like, I thought he was trying really hard to just be, like, a normal guy.
Yeah.
And then he hit him with the house in the Hamptons and, you know, snow trips to Aspen. It's like, I think you just lost your entire audience because no one knows, no one can relate. Everybody can relate to, you know, well, I can't, but Deuce can't. Most people can relate to Dad, right?
Yeah.
Nobody can relate to what you're talking about now.
I thought that was a cool moment.
It was nice. I thought his little joke I know he was trying to be funny. Yeah, he wasn't serious.
Trying to be relatable.
But you lost everyone when you said, "Why didn't you get me a mid-level? We could have had houses in the Hamptons." Like, all right, man.
Goodbye.
Just end this.
Goodbye.
Just end this.
I might one day have also considered I don't think I'll do any of this stuff, to be honest with you. But I have considered the carpet, the how they do it.
Like a toupee.
Yeah, but like the way they do it nowadays, where they just get it and then they clean your head up, do all that other stuff. I'm like, I wonder what.
How long does that thing last?
That's one of the killers. Like, I don't know.
Like, can you?
I have no idea.
Can you wash it?
I have no idea.
I don't understand. I don't know.
Like, I'd spend 2 hours in the chair, probably spend $150, and it's done in 2 days.
Like, why would you even want to do that?
I don't know. just for the look, see what it looked like.
Just to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
There's no way that process is cheap.
That's what I'm saying.
They better have a computer. All right, Kenny, sit in this chair, and they like, okay, here's what a high top fade like Bobby Brown would look like. Here's what the low cut season. Here's what waves. Here's what looked like if we permed it. Like you better show me a 50 different options through some sort of computer animation.
Yeah, because I know, like you said, that is not cheap.
There's no way it could
not
be.
Not cheap. They
JT Lowe, yeah, there's got to be an AI hairline out there.
How would that work on a real person?
Well, no, what I mean is we put your picture in AI and say, hey, can we get
Dr. David does that.
Well, he does. He does. And something tells me he might want to stay out of your mentions today.
Oh, Jesus. One of the things I do hate is like when you're on a plane and they have the magazine on the plane and they got that stupid like heated hat that's supposed to bring your hair back. You see those?
Oh, man. No, I have not seen
ain't no way
hat.
In hell. You go, he me walking
I am not.
It's like a heated dad hat that's supposed to, you wear it for X amount of hours a day to get hair regenerated back from your scalp or something.
You can fool me with a lot of stuff. I bought one of them blue light, red light masks because it's supposed to make your skin look immaculate.
Uh-huh.
And I got so goddamn bored with that thing, I just gave it to the 17-year-old. I was like, hey, here, this will make you prettier. Like, I don't know.
One of those, like, I've seen, fool me that, with no. I didn't know the mask. I seen the thing where you,
Gua Sha.
It's
Gua Sha. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're a big Gua Sha house.
Okay.
Yeah. We have like five of them. Do they get used as much as they're supposed to? No, they don't. They actually do work really well, and they're great for, I deal with this at a ferocious level, but if you have a partner that will help you, like they're really good for headaches because you get that joints under the eyes, and then they have like a long end where you could use it like on the back of your neck.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, it's spectacular. But there's a process that you like. Katie says what it is. I don't know what it is, but she's like, no, it's really great for you.
Hmm.
All right. we talked to AZ Chike earlier, and it's like, because women love his skin. Mm. It's like, yeah, drink water. Like, that's what it is. Like, I drink water, and he's been like a vegan for 6 years. So, like, that's why. Yeah. I don't eat a bunch of garbage, and I don't drink soda. Like, that's why my skin looks the way that it looks. I was talking to a rapper about a skincare routine. Why not?
Some of it also is just what the good Lord bless you with.
That's it.
That's like, it's like hops. Like people are like, oh, let me wear my stretch shoes, work on the hops. Yeah, a little bit, but 80% of that is God given.
This didn't go the way I expected it to, but I guess. Tune into at KingKC_916 to see if the
if somebody pays for it, I'll absolutely do it. Either
if,
the carpet
if we can
or
find someone in the city, like
if somebody
hey,
pay for it, I'd do it.
Walk us through what the process would look like to get Kenny Caraway a full head of hair by our next by the next time we host a concert.
If somebody does it for free, I'll do it for sure.
I have an uncomfortable feeling about tonight's basketball game. Ooh. That I want to run by you. Plus, Coach Brendan Marion joins us coming up here in about 30 minutes. It's D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Talk on ESPN 1320 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That's what Sports Talk is brought to you by. What we've been talking about for the last 15 minutes, not sure what that's brought to you by.
Maybelline.
maybe if that Sky River Spa opens up, it'll be going to be D'Lo Casey and the Tribal Chief in there getting masks and cucumbers on our eyes.
Yeah, be careful with how you say it.
Oh, I know. Oh, believe me. Look, I'm not new here. I knew what words to use in that situation.
In what?
What words to avoid. Yeah. With the cucumbers on the eyes, that's where it ends.
2 feet in, that's a touchdown.
Yes. Thank you. Completed the process.
This is survived. A college game. You only needed 1 foot.
I got 1 foot in.
Survived the ground on that one. Oh, man. Kings are in Memphis tonight. By the way, we brought this up. It's now an eternity ago, but with Chris Biederman, at the end of our conversation with Chris Biederman, he's live in Memphis. We talked, you know, pretty much exclusively about the Sacramento Kings, but it did throw in one 49ers question, as he does a great job covering the Sacramento Kings. He does a great job covering the Sacramento Kings for the Sacramento Bee, does a great job covering the San Francisco 49ers over on Candlestick Chronicles. You worried? Kicking situation gets you a little concerned?
Not necessarily, because I do feel, and no disrespect to these teams that are coming up, because Carolina's a solid team.
Like, I don't think I realized that was a Monday night football game until you said it.
Yeah, it's a solid team. You got to be ready for that. But I bring that up because I don't envision these games where Eddie Pinheiro's going to be out, which he's not out for the season. It's going to be a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't come down to the kicking game. They shouldn't. So that's what has me not as worried about it, because they should be able to handle these games without it coming down to any kicking situation. So
okay, Just asking. Obviously, we have a lot of time to cover the San Francisco 49ers with that Monday game.
Ask me after that first miss, though, in the first quarter.
Yeah, our idiot kicker couldn't make it. All right, thank you, Peyton Manning.
Thanks, Peyton. Jeez.
First drive of the game, you're doing, hey, do your thing. Stalled out at the five. That's okay. We kick it. He misses a 27-yarder.
Do you know how bad you have to screw up for Peyton Manning to publicly call you an idiot?
Man, all-timer.
Like,
that was an all-time moment.
One person in history has gotten Peyton Manning to publicly get upset. His receiver ran the wrong route in the Super Bowl and cost them the game. Mm. Nothing.
You ever hear Peyton Manning tell the story of, I think they were the second to last drive of the game, right? They're trying to drive down the field and offensive lineman has a false start, almost messes it up. They end up scoring and then they come back somehow, or they end up kneeling at the end of the game, and then Peyton Manning ends up kicking him out the huddle and tells him to go to the sideline. Says you can't take a kneel with us because you messed up earlier.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. My favorite,
I hadn't heard that.
My favorite NFL films clip is still him yelling at Jeff Saturday. I'll call the plays.
I'll call
the plays. You block. You pass block. You call the plays. You run block. No, I know, Jeff. You all call the plays. That's so great. That's so great.
Our idiot kicker.
Yeah, man. 916-909-1320. Let's see what TC talking about.
Oh, no, excuse me.
My bad.
You got to do that in a more official way.
I'm sorry.
Let's see what TC6272 has to say.
Oh, goodness gracious. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but, hey, what's up with my two, man? Hey, I don't know what happened on that YouTube. Boy, they got everybody in disguise. The Kings,
they
got everybody messed up.
What's is
up,
your you birthday know? June 2nd?
No, bro, my birthday May 23rd.
Okay, I was 6272. Well, no, man, TC older than I thought.
They just be giving people random numbers. Oh. I got one too.
What's yours?
I got to find it, but I know I've seen it before. I'll find it, TC's done, I'll have it.
All right, go ahead, TC.
All right. Hey, look, so it's like this, bro. We're not begging Beck to do anything. That's what I was talking about with roster politics. Bro, we don't need you standing around and looking around, bro, with that dumb look on your face, Zach. Get on the bench. That's what I was talking about when I called you guys about talking about benching DeMar and Zach. But the pushback, everybody wants to talk about roster politics, this and that. Bro, I don't care about none of that, because if we're moving forward without these guys, then that's what needs to be done. Whatever we get back in a draft pick for these guys, draft pick, players, whatever it is, that's what we get, Kings fans. We have to realize that. I get organizations how they move and all that, but if we're moving off of these guys and we know that these guys aren't pillars of this team, who cares what we get back? The main thing is getting these guys off the team so we can move forward about our business without the stress and the headache. You get me? So what I'm saying is attaching draft picks to guys, I get it. You don't want to do that, but sometimes you might have to do that 4 or 5 years down the line.
No.
What you guys think about this trade package?
Oh, Lord. Okay, sorry. I thought you were done.
TC, cook.
Go ahead, TC. Go ahead.
Listen to it.
Sorry,
so
okay.
We got Domas going to the Washington Wizards. For the course of Chris Middleton expiring deal, Chrisbert.
Yeah.
Yes. The small four shooting guard, you got him locked up for 3 years, and they're giving us a 2026 first-round pick because they got two. They got theirs and they got OKC. But they ain't going to give theirs, so they give OKC. So now we got a first-round pick and a shooter at a small four spot, and then we'll figure out DeMar, Zach, and the rest of those guys. What y'all think?
Okay, first of all, TC, breathe. Slow down.
Can you guys decide to trade back to him?
Nope. So is it possible that TC calls a radio station, has an interaction, calls us, yells at us about what the person he was talking to said to him?
That happens every time. You know how many times you're like, yeah, Shasky got me hot. Shasky got me all pissed off. I got into a Shasky. I'm not even get into it.
I guarantee, I don't guarantee you. I feel pretty confident we have never used the term roster politics on this show.
No. That's
But it's like the third time TC has mentioned it. And it's like, okay, someone said roster politics to him. Maybe it was James. Maybe it was Dave.
That's what I'm saying. He'll call that show and he'll come talk to us after. Like, yeah, I got into it. I'm not even going to tell you guys about that, but I got into it. You guys didn't even want to know.
I got into it.
I feel like I really miss out. Like, my mornings are generally with the wake-up call and the insiders, and then I'm here, so I miss a lot. I clearly miss a lot as it pertains to TC. As far as his trade to the Washington Wizards, I don't know why Washington would want to take on that money given the current state of their
right.
program, but I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I think the person who acquires, if a team acquires Domantas Sabonis from the Sacramento Kings, it's a team that genuinely sees him as a fit for what they're doing mm-hmm. in the direction that they're going. Washington is not in that position.
Right.
That's not the position they're in. And if Chris Middleton is expiring, they're going to just allow Chris Middleton's contract to expire.
Yeah.
That is absolutely best for them.
They shouldn't be in any way taking on contracts. Unless it's somebody right. that, like, you believe is, you know,
part of what you're doing.
If Paolo Banchero became and they traded for him, like, yeah, you take on his contract. Like, that's fine.
Yep.
But not Domantas Sabonis.
Yeah.
Nah.
Because he's not your first building block.
No. By the way, my YouTube name is Kenny Caraway 2255.
Okay.
Now, once again, I did not pick those numbers.
At least it wasn't K Diddy 2255.
Or I am K Diddy 916.
Now that works. Well, not anymore.
Well, actually,
but that works. Well, those numbers
work. Well, let's do a quick check here. Just give me one second, everybody. Kenny. Okay, you changed it.
Where? Oh, on Cash App?
That was hilarious.
Oh, nope.
It might still be that on Cash App.
I checked Venmo. And it's something else there. But you did have one where the handle was very much.
I am K Diddy. Well, those were the days.
Oh, it's asking me a lot.
By the way, speaking of, look, $KCIceCold916 if anybody wants to cash at me.
Oh,
once
goodness.
Again, $KCIceCold916.
That's too long if for anybody, me to send you money, dude.
That's why
I'm done typing. I'm gonna keep my money.
No, once again, maybe for you, maybe for others, it's just fine. So I want to say it again. If anyone wants to send me money,
here's Kenny.
$KCIceCold916 on Cash App.
And you let me.
The biggest mistake we ever made was not dropping our Venmos in the chat when people would send us money for YouTube.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
When did you create that?
What? The Cash App?
That name.
Oh, I don't know.
You joined in 2018. You are too old to create a name that says KC Ice Cold 916.
Wow, the age police over here.
You are too damn old. And I know you had an IMK Diddy somewhere.
I think it was Cash App.
It was one of the apps because we talked about it. Like, oh, yeah.
My bad.
I was going to say we didn't have it on Twitter, whatever. It was like, wait, you still have it on this money app.
But
or whatever.
Cash App says KC Ice Cold.
Yeah. I think that one was changed. That one was probably IMK Diddy and was changed. Because Venmo is Coach Kenny C.
Yeah, right.
So Coach was that's one. I ain't changed that.
The
one.
Hell did I give you $100 for?
Well, once again.
Give it back.
Sign KC.
The hell did I send you $100 for? I'm going to call fraud. It's a year later, but I'm going to call fraud. Hey, I know I didn't do this. Let's see what Mitch is talking about. Mitch, you send KC Ice Cold 916 any money?
You better tweet this because that's too much for me to remember.
I will. I will.
I want to send a bill to the wrong person.
Okay. I'm going to start charging you for calls, Mitch.
picture is on there. They ask you, are you sure this is who you want to send it to?
Okay, that's easy. Run it by me again. But you know how good I am with this phone. And
I'll tweet it to you, Mitch. Yeah. I'll tweet it to you.
It's okay, Mitch. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, football and also a little college football. How about straight Zach LaVine for John Collins? Because Beal's out for the year. What else is new? They've had another Kawhi's out too. could it do a straight trade and they both count under 30, right?
Well, Zach LaVine makes more money, so you'd have to add probably another player.
All right, it's a tax write-off. They're fine. Well, they're fine.
That's not how the league right. works.
And what about USC beating the Quacks this weekend? I'm telling you, we have all – the quarterback is a first-round pick. They got two good receivers, especially my boy, my Kyle Lemon, also known as Jack Lemon of the wide receivers of College Football. What do you think? We can win this game, and they can run the table, we'll be in the playoffs.
Absolutely, you have an opportunity to win that game. I think it's a 50-50 game. I'm not going to say you will win it, but going to Oregon is – if you guys get this one, you'll be in a good spot to get to that Big Ten championship game and possibly get to the playoffs.
You know who's in a better spot? You and your goofy-ass coach.
He almost cost us that game against Northwestern.
But
I can't wait. I'm just really waiting for him to be fired, bro. Yeah. I'm really waiting for that.
It's not going to be that way for a couple of years. Your team is not good enough. But they win one game, which they're perfectly capable of doing. Yeah. They're in.
Yeah.
They are in.
Yeah, I mean, that's – man, he's just so unimaginative and just so bland offensively, so clueless offensively. I'm waiting for him to get fired. The killer is he's not getting fired for like another 2, maybe 3 years because he is a good recruiter. We're just going to fade into Bolivian. We're going to be right there on the cusp of the playoff every year. Probably make it, probably not. If we do make it, we'll lose in the first round because this guy can't do anything against top flight defenses. It's just, it's a frustrating place to be.
Let's get Jacob here, 916-909-1320. Jacob, what's happening, man?
Yeah, well, it's tough to be a Kings fan, but, you know, I went to the game last year on sustainability night, and you can look this up, and I said, we're cooked when sustainability night giveaway with an ARCO gas card. You know, it's not solar panels, not bus tickets, so we don't know what sustainability is. This roster is not sustainable. So, you know, come on, Vivek. You got to do better, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
he just wanted to vent.
And that's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's perfect.
That was
fine.
His vibe. I picked up a call. He's like, I was like, what do you want to talk about? He's like, Kings suck. He's just distraught.
You're listening to D-Lo and KC on KIFM West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320. Always live on the free Odyssey app. I'm laughing because Legends just dropped a new video with Jimmy and Buddy Hield. And Jimmy, it shows the whole, like this whole thing. It's so great because Jimmy goes, put your hands up. Hield goes, I was right there. Butler turns around and goes, I'm never passing you the ball again. And Buddy goes, don't be like that. Then Al Horford chimes in. And now a whole little skirmish breaks out.
So it turned into something serious.
Well, yeah, because you had the thing with Suggs that was going on too. This was in the Orlando game. So there's a lot here. Shout out to Legends.
Always, man.
Videos do not miss.
Nah,
they absolutely do not miss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.